I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Who is ready for 7 hours of commercial-free podcast? I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's Ski at TSB Ski. He's King at Jeromney. In the early window, we will be talking Oregon and Eastern Washington, possibly BYU Twitter. In the late window, we have three features. We've got trivia, lines, and a list. So stick with us. Buckle up.
Hanson was, he was really pissing me off on Sunday.
Was he? What was he doing?
Well, the Colts game went to overtime, yes, and they didn't cut to it once.
Wonder why that is.
Weird.
I wanted to see the fuckery that was happening.
Can I give you a very adjacent stat?
I like adjacent stats. I like stats that are in the neighborhood.
What do the Colts play in? The AFC South? Even though they're like right next to Canada, right?
Might as well be in Canada.
So the AFC South is the only division in 2022 of all time to have an opening weekend with no wins.
Yep. Zero.
And they played each other.
Currently in first place, though.
Yeah. Good for you guys.
The NFC West should have had that, but the Seahawks went out and beat Denver somehow.
Denver went out and lost.
I think we all know how. Yeah, I think we know exactly how. But oh my god! So the Seahawks. I hope the 12s are enjoying it. They lead the NFC West right now with Geno Smith as their starting quarterback.
He looked fantastic in the first half.
Yeah,
he threw for 190 yards.
Yeah,
yeah. In the first half, I don't think he gained a yard in the second half. But
you know what Ski sounds like? Ski sounds like person talking about Justin Fields this week. Like, oh, Justin Fields looked so savvy and had such a good game against the 49ers. He went out and beat the 49ers. It's like, no, he fucking didn't. Like, he made two good throws the whole game. They just happened to be for touchdowns in the biggest monsoon in the history of football.
Did Trey Lance make two good throws in the game?
I would love to have a conversation about Trey Lance, but that's not what we're talking about right now. So we could just start in the NFL. Like, if it was, since we've been talking about the NFL so far, we could just stay there. Should we just do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we have to bump the Chiefs up to 4 wins now after that, King.
Oh, yeah. I'd probably take the over on 3.5.
Over on 3.5 now. All right.
All right. So we're saying 4. Okay. I like, or 3.75. But yeah, I mean, one of our teams looked really, really good this week. Like, and by the way, really, really good. It's almost like the Chiefs were never bad.
But isn't that
weird?
Patrick Mahomes can't make a second read.
He's washed, dude.
The league has figured them out.
What's he gonna do without Tyreek Hill? He's just too fast.
Russell Wilson is in the division.
Justin Herbert is the best quarterback. Oh my god. Okay.
I know
we talk about it ad nauseum on this podcast, but it's not just Oregon fans. It's everybody. Like, the word absurd gets used with his throws every single time he makes a throw. Like, they'll post a video of it. This throw by Justin Herbert was absurd. He literally stepped into the pocket and threw to a guy who was right in front of him. Like, what are you fucking talking about? I love Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert's a great NFL quarterback. But holy shit, nobody gets hyped more than that guy. I don't get it. Like, where is that
Allen? Allen is still getting hyped.
But
more.
Allen's really, really good.
And Allen's made the playoffs.
That is true.
I know wins aren't necessarily a QB stat, but my god,
And he legitimately makes absurd physical plays. like that you should not be able to make if you're a quarterback. He does those sorts of things. Like all of these plays I'm talking about, and again, Herbert makes great throws, but all these plays I'm talking about are regular fucking throws. I don't understand it. I don't get
they're
it.
Just la- say, they're just late. They're lasers.
They're, they are. Lasers.
Is the diff- that's they the are, difference. Yeah. Guys will lollipop one in like a nice 60. He puts it on a fucking line. Like two guys are defending the receiver with their back turned. And he somehow lasers it in like right next to their head.
You know who else does that?
He has
that?
Some like crazy throw.
8 or 9 other quarterbacks in the NFL. They do.
There's not 8 or 9 guys.
Lamar Jackson.
No.
Josh Allen. Patrick Mahomes. Aaron Rodgers. What are we talking about?
I actually don't think Aaron Rodgers does that.
Jacoby Brissett. Matt Ryan.
Sorry. Ooh, no. I'm at it.
Because lasering it in would require taking a risk. And Aaron Rodgers does not take risks.
I'm just saying
he's like, the best check down quarterback of all time. With a great arm, which is bizarre.
Well, we talked last week that is actually Justin Herbert, who throws to Eckler about 13 times a game for on 1 yard passes, but
and then bombs. That's what we said.
Bombs. Yeah. No. Again, I like Justin Herbert. I think he's a great NFL quarterback. He's gonna be. I mean, looking at him right now, his projection, he's gonna be a Hall of Fame quarterback probably someday. But I'm just saying, like, the hype is absurd, for lack of a better word, with him. I don't get it. I don't get where that comes from. Why that's happening.
It's just his throws.
Is it normal excitement about a young quarterback? Is that just it? Like it was the same thing with Mahomes a couple years ago. And okay,
that's surprisingly, somehow Mahomes has died off a little bit, which is insane.
Did he just get replaced? Is that what this is?
Herbert has started to jump up into like the top three quarterback now, from the talking point at least. I think Mahomes is still there and Allen. And then you kind of throw, you know, Rodgers and Brady are just older, but they're still really good. But they kind of fall in behind now.
Here's a question. Would Mahomes be there if he had thrown 3 touchdowns?
Yeah, I mean,
three
touchdowns
like
is still a good amount of touchdowns.
I feel like him coming out and throwing 5 sort of made everybody so they could not say anything negative about him. I feel like they were ready to.
I feel like
everybody was ready to. And he made himself unfuckwithable.
It's nothing new either. Nothing new. No. How many times has he thrown 5 TDs and got pulled at the end of the third quarter? He's had a handful of games. We could have thrown 10 touchdowns if they left him in and thrown.
What I love about the game on Sunday is Mahomes threw a bunch of really short touchdown passes, right? And people were like, well, I mean, those are 7-yard passes.
I could throw a 7-yard out.
And the same people last year were like, hey, Patrick, just take what the defense is giving you. And he just methodically drove down and scored 1 million points. Now they're like, well, I mean, anyone can throw to Jody Fortson in the end zone. I mean, of course.
I mean, of course.
You know,
Mahomes looked exactly like a Georgia-Oregon game. He was just eating the middle alive all the time. Just 18 yards to Kelsey. Juju's wide open in the middle field for 15. I think Arizona... they're really bad.
They
could be really bad.
They really could be.
This is not how they usually operate, too, because they usually start the season really good. Arizona does. Well,
yeah.
But and then they completely collapse. Like Kingsbury's known for it. College, NFL, he collapses at the end of seasons. And if they start out slow, they're screwed.
Like I know they lost because they were missing guys.
We know in that division who doesn't end slow. You know, like the Niners end good, the Rams end good, and so like, man, good luck. I'm just saying in that division, good luck. And obviously, the Seahawks are the front runners right now. So
obviously,
of course,
Jesus Christ,
auto bet against Seahawks this week.
Jesus Christ, Denver.
I think tomorrow I have to delete all of my like social social network apps on my phone because holy shit.
Chargers, Chiefs.
Chiefs, Chargers become yeah. the most insufferable day of my life.
You just mute it. You just mute it and come back.
I had a person today talk shit to me about, you know, some just random person. I've seen their, you know, at name on Twitter like four times about the game 2 years ago. And I didn't respond, but I was like, Kansas City was 14-1. They didn't play starters. Congrats on winning by three, LA. Like, what?
Talking about games from 2 years ago. Talking about two games from 2 years ago says a lot about your fan base if you're an NFL fan.
And I had someone on Monday come into my mentions, and I did take the hook a little bit, but I opted out. With like, you know what? Sorry, Jeremy. I think Justin Herbert is the most talented passer of all time.
All time.
And I'm like, okay, like Joe Montana. Okay, so here's where I will be like, okay, I can kind of see what I'm saying. So like Joe Montana, four Super Bowls, right? Great, you know, whatever, top five quarterback.
He's talking about like arm talent.
Yes, he's talking talent.
Because Tom Brady is actually the best quarterback ever, and he's still currently playing. So. Sure. Okay.
But I was just like, why are you Duck fans trying to bait me?
Why are you like this?
My guy, you know, because it's now a war. This is an online war for me. My quarterback, it doesn't do me any benefit to pick Mahomes over Herbert. I've rooted for both of them. Like, I don't know what the deal is. But Mahomes, I can show you legendary moments in the playoffs that will be on NFL films going forward. You're showing me a pass in October against the Giants. Can we just pump the brakes a little? And listen, Charger fans, Herbert fans, you better win the AFC West this year.
Oh yeah.
Look at me, Charger fans.
Scorched fucking earth.
You better win the AFC West this year because the Chiefs let go of perhaps the best free safety in the league, and a top five wide receiver in the league because they both wanted to be the top paid player at their position, and they said no. And they replaced one with a guy who's now kicking and Juju Smith and a TikTok guy. So they're playing for the future because they know who their quarterback and coach is. So Charger fans, if you don't win the AFC West this year, get out. I don't want to hear a fucking thing. You want to show me a highlight from when they played the Raiders in October? Don't care. Get out. If you do not win the AFC West, Charger fan, who used to be a Lion fan and then a Titan fan and is still kind of a Falcons fan now, get the fuck out. Do you know how toxic Oregon fans are where I'm against Justin Herbert? I'm against Justin Herbert. I was a guy who was saying, oh, against Auburn. Oh, man, this Justin Herbert guy. That's an NFL throw. People are like, he's a loser. People will bench Justin Herbert on his senior day against Oregon State. No, you got to play Justin Herbert. Do you know how fucking awful you guys are that you now make me like almost actively root against Justin Herbert? It's insane.
He's from Eugene. Yes. We live in Eugene. All we've done is talked about how Oregon and Arroyo and Cristobal fucked him over because of how goddamn good he is. Like, look at him now and how great he is. And I know I just got done talking about how he's not absurd or whatever, but how truly good he is in the NFL and how much Oregon hid him. And how much of a fucking travesty that was. Like, we're a pro Herbert podcast.
To hop on the airwaves in Eugene on 95.3 The Score.
Me too.
And talk about Connor Strom not being Justin Herbert because he's injured. You know?
First of all, it was Kellen.
It was
Strom.
Kellen. Damn it. Yeah, I knew I got that wrong. God damn. Well, yeah, you're right. Damn it.
That's awesome.
We'll say at least this week, I don't think you have much to worry about this week. I think Chiefs route Chargers.
What I want to see. Wow. I want to see it. Wow. I want the Chiefs to just dig their nose in the shit.
I agree with you, too, because what the Chargers added on their defense, especially, they better win because
they better win.
Spent a lot of money to get some really good players in that team, in that defense.
And hey, Justin Herbert is in year three of his rookie contract. He's about to be paid $55 to $60 million a year.
Yep.
You better start winning now, Charger fan, because
because Keenan Allen's bye bye real soon, and who is it, Max? I don't know what his deal is. He's not lasting long. They're going to be a real different team here.
I was going to say, is he going to be the next Khalil Mack, where it's like they can't afford to pay him and they got to trade him somewhere else?
I mean, yeah, that might be Bosa.
God, you know, these talented pass rushers just don't grow on trees, you guys. Remember when Gruden said that after getting rid of Khalil Mack?
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
Well, in the list of things that John Gruden has said, that's pretty low on there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So
their defense is very good, though, I think. I think it's going to be. Should good. Be. Especially if they're playing with a lead good. And you can get, if you get Bosa and Mack pinned to the ears back and Jason.
Bosa,
Jackson.
Mack, Derwin James. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hey, Chargers, you should win tomorrow. You should walk right into Arrowhead, win by 14.
This is. I will say it now.
If you don't, Justin Herbert, loser.
Hammer the even though the Chiefs have a safety kicker tomorrow, who by the way has a fucking nuke for a leg.
Cannon.
And hammers the ball.
Justin Reed destroys a football with his foot.
I did not see if they added a kicker to the roster because the Bucker's out.
Yeah, they did.
So I assume he's kicking.
Yep, it's Reed.
That's so good. That's so good.
He's Otani of football now, just laying hat to get picks.
Seriously, give him the fucking MVP right now. Yeah,
right now.
Dead serious. Dead serious.
But no Keenan Allen. No Keenan Allen and no Parm, their tight end.
That's it.
I think they're in trouble. I think Chiefs by 10 at least tomorrow.
And I know I'm
is that a bonus line?
Some trolling stuff. Mahomes was so incredible on Sunday.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Ski. The Cardinals are probably a dysfunctional mess that goes, 8-9 this year.
Yeah.
But their offense was it. I didn't watch the fourth quarter. I went and ran an errand because why would I watch it? It was 37-7.
They rookie Pachinko Parlor came in and had like 17 carries. That's how much of a blowout it was. A rookie came in there and had like 3x the carries in the game.
And before we move on from this, like the Chargers need to win the AFC West because until November 13th, the Chiefs play one team that did not make the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
And it's the Colts.
And the Colts
are really good.
Yeah, they got really close. Yeah.
Yeah,
if you think about it,
schedule is until Thanksgiving is pretty brutal. So
if you think
Chargers
about it, they
win it.
The Chargers should have made the playoffs, and Colts should have. They both just kicked
fucked
themselves
it away
the
on
dick.
The last day. Yeah.
Exactly. So
in like the dumbest way. Yes.
Yeah. So literally, they should have like 8 straight play. They play all the playoff teams at the start of the season. Yeah.
I cannot wait until December where my team plays the Seahawks and
All right, we have to get to Oregon at some point. We're like 20 minutes in. We haven't talked about Oregon yet. We got to talk a little bit. I was prefacing me talking about the 49ers by saying that, letting people know that we will eventually get to Oregon because we got another about 10 or 15 minutes of 49ers and Colts talk, I feel.
There's not much out of Colts.
Maybe not Colts. Okay, 49ers and Seahawks Broncos talk. There we go. So I sent you guys a text during the 49ers game that my take on Trey Lance was going to change drastically. A little bit of that was tongue in cheek, but he was really not good. Then again, so it was a really frustrating game as a fan because it was so one-sided in the first half. Like the Bears looked like the worst football team on earth. Like they could not move the football to save their lives. They couldn't. Like it was 3 and out, 3 and out, 3 and out. Nothing. They couldn't do anything against the 49ers defense. But the 49ers only scored one touchdown and got a field goal. So it was like it was 10-0 for most of the game. And you're like, dude, Trey, you gotta do something, man. Like you have to score like another touchdown. Do anything. Like literally anything. Just get some more points. Make a play. And he just didn't do it. and the offense didn't do it. And so if you leave any NFL team around, I don't care how bad they are. If you leave any NFL team around, there's a chance that they're going to make some stupid plays. And Justin Fields spun out, ran around, threw this pass across the field to a wide open receiver who lost his guy. Pettis, by the way, former fucking 49er.
Who was absolute
trash with them. The worst receiver in the NFL. Of course he scores against the Niners. So he scores, and then Fields leads him down again. They score again. Then the rain really starts, and nobody's doing anything. And so the game is over. And the Niners lose a game to Chicago that they have no business losing. And it's frustrating. And your knee-jerk reaction is to say that Trey Lance played like shit. He threw an interception, did not play good. Jimmy beat the Bears last year. Let a comeback beat the Bears last year. I'm just saying that happened. It is his first start. It was in a monsoon. The Niners were playing without Kittle. Elijah Mitchell got hurt after like his fourth touch.
When did that coincide with the offense kind of stalling?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And he looked really good, like Mitchell did. He looked fast. He looked, you know, he wasn't healthy at all last year. He was playing hurt the whole season, and then he was out for like half of it too. So he looked so fresh and so quick. And then
that's classic Niner running back now, though.
Hit on his knee, I mean, MCL.
I said the same thing about Raheem Mostert is the greatest running back for six games.
Six games, yep. No, he
six games. He is number one running back.
He had that full season, and then he had that huge playoff game against Green Bay, and that's it. That's literally it. Then he's hurt every other year of his career, basically.
No, but so did this. I mean, you're in your Niner group chat. I said it on this podcast. Keeping Garoppolo around, it's just going to throw fuel on the fire, especially to Niner fans.
Right.
I thought it was going to take maybe three or four weeks. Was it 1 week? Is it already Garoppolo?
Which is so, again, I've mentioned this before. It's so hilarious to me because of how much they all hated Garoppolo. Until they don't. Until it's like, Trey.
You see what else is out there? Yeah.
Trey plays like one bad game, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, you know, Jimmy got you there, didn't he? Took you to a Super Bowl. It's like, okay. Okay.
Let's
chill. So my legitimate take on that is Trey Lance needs to play better. George Kittle needs to be healthy. Elijah Mitchell needs to be healthy. And Jimmy Ward, their starting safety, who's, you know, out the first four games or whatever, he needs to be healthy. So ask me again about my team in like 7 weeks. And
this week you got Niners at home. If you guys lay another fucking
egg, Seahawks too, by the way,
Seahawks. If you guys lay another egg and Trey looks very bad again, and it's not downpour.
By the way, it is supposed to be a downpour in Santa Claus. Yes. It is absolutely supposed to dump.
So good. Let's see. Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Yep. Oh my God.
Over under right now, 41.5 for that game. Hammer the Chiefs. Hammer the under. Hammer the under.
My God. If this game is
raining again, this game ain't getting a 20. It ain't getting a 20.
Oh, fucking
hammer man. It right now.
Shit.
Hammer it.
Oh my God.
And you know, by the way, you know what stadium in the NFL has really good grass?
Great really grass. Good turf. Great turf.
It ain't Levi's. It ain't Levi's.
That is a tangent though. How are so many NFL fields awful?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Levi stinks. By
the
way,
did you see the video? It was like a week or two ago of Tottenham's field.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes.
It's the most incredible scientific thing in the history of sports.
Insane.
Oh my God. Like, why can't they do that in the NFL?
It makes no sense.
What's up with Tottenham's turf?
Oh, dude. No, it's like the way they can change it. You go down like 6 miles, and there's levels that they will like move in and move out, and they
it's one of those. Yeah,
it's amazing.
Well, surprisingly, have either of you guys watched that Welcome to Wrexham yet?
No, I do want to watch it.
I have. I'm caught up on that.
So yeah, so McElhinney and Reynolds, they bought that team in Wales. So a big thing was that they put in new grass, and apparently it was awful.
Yeah.
So they had to dig it all up and put it. Yep. That shit cost like $200,000 to redo.
Ooh. Yeah.
So
no, they spent that to put in new grass.
The and they grass had to redo it.
Was terrible, and they had to do it again with brand new grass.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, they said the roots didn't dig down deep enough. It's
yeah,
the like roots you stop and you like pulled like a wedge size divot out by stopping.
The groundskeeper literally just like grabbed it and pulled it up. It's like, oh my God. So by the way, that is exactly what happened with the 49ers. Like remember Levi's when they first built it, like the turf was literally just coming up when people were doing regular cuts.
And what do you have to do? Thing. You just gotta fucking start fresh. After a couple hundred K, see ya.
$300,000 later, new grass.
But it's just insane. Like Soldier Field replaced their turf like 2 weeks ago. Cause they're like, oh shit, this stuff sucks.
Yeah.
And then Arizona, the Cardinals Stadium. Two players get hurt, and they're like, "Our bad. We just replaced our turf."
Should
you're
we
an NFL team.
Should we just do field turf?
Well, like I don't understand, but I feel like advanced enough. If you're a grass field, I almost don't think it should be on you as, you know, the 49ers, the Bears, the Cardinals, the Dolphins, whatever it is. It should be on the league to be like, the grass is going to
be a standard. Yeah.
And I know you have to have different seeds depending on where you live and all that. I get that. But some of these stadiums, the grass has been so bad forever. You know, like University of Phoenix Stadium, we remember Oregon Auburn. Cam Newton and Darren Thomas and LaMichael James, Cam Fairley, they shouldn't have been sliding around like they were on an ice rink.
Yeah. It was. Swapping the 4-inch spikes to fucking play in the
fucking
field.
Desert. Why is the grass slippery? It just doesn't make sense. It's just one of the bizarre things about the most like affluent, you know, EPL aside, the NFL is the thing. Make your grass fine. And I don't think every team should play under a dome, because I saw that tweet from some national writers this week. I don't think everyone should play on field turf. But there's got to be some intervention from the league to just not like Chicago. Okay. It was a monsoon. Now it's going to be shit. The Cardinals stadium this week should not have been shit. No way. Why was it so slippery?
Arizona has no excuse. Yeah.
They have no excuse.
I mean, aren't you paying someone like 100+ K a year to maintain that field? And
or like the Raiders even. Job. The that's Raiders in preseason. Did you guys see any preseason games at Allegiant Field? That turf was just spraying up. And you are literally in a frying pan. And you can take that turf out and lay it under the sun. And it's
like you have to try to make it that way. Because it's dry and hot. You have to overwater it to make it not, you know, like brown, like light brown. Like a desert.
It's just a bizarre thing.
It is weird. Okay, should we get to Ducks, or do you want to talk about the Broncos and Seahawks at all? I'm okay. But
my only thing about that is I'm glad Seahawk fans booed him. He's corny.
Absolutely.
And if you read that ESPN article, I think it came out on Thursday or Friday of last week, he's been sowing seeds of discontent since 2017. And we knew before that the Legion of Boom didn't like him anyway because he's a cornball. I'm glad they lost. I'm glad it was embarrassing. But woof, the Seahawks stink.
Yeah. Did you see? I don't know if it was actually from today or someone just pulled it up today, the TikTok of Russ, where it's like you put like your four top things, and it's like first one, religion, and then family. And then football, and then I don't even fucking know.
It was
and
just flight.
Does, he's flight. Flight.
Like,
he is the biggest cornball loser nerd. Fucking does he? There's no way he has friends. Who would be friends with this guy?
So Jeff Schwartz, you know, the old Oregon offensive lineman, his brother Mitchell put up this thing the other day where he was like, Russell Wilson is trying to be like the perfect quarter, like what a robot quarterback would be, except why would anyone be like that?
Yeah,
no one actually thinks this is normal.
No one wants to follow him as a role model.
Just he's so bizarre. Weird. Just weird. So bizarre.
Yeah. How does everyone not just try to be Brady?
Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah. Well, by the way, Brady's a family guy. Brady got married to a supermodel, has kids, like
knocked up an actress.
Takes care of his body. He's like 45 now, still a professional athlete. That's what you want to be, isn't it?
Can I give you my hottest Tom Brady take ever?
Ooh, oh, I love it.
Yep.
Hotter than Tom Brady? Good luck.
Well, I mean, you know.
Good luck.
Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah.
Hotter than Gisele Bündchen.
I am very pro Bridget Moynihan. Yep. I concur with you there.
Big Moynihan. Supermodel look is an interesting, like, obviously, Gisele Bündchen. She's not worth $1 billion because she's ugly.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
No, it's not what I'm saying. Okay. But Bridget Moynihan, more attractive in my eyes.
We're a pro Moynihan podcast.
Yes.
We've always said it. Yeah, we've always said
it. We're a bunch of Moyna men.
You're Moyna men. Exactly that. Hashtag that. Trademark it.
I thought this would be a hotter take. I feel like you guys agree with me.
You gotta mail that idea to yourself so it's trademarked.
No. We're a big iRobot fucking kind of podcast here.
Goddamn right. You're goddamn
right. Yeah, we are.
So we're very pro Moynihan and Will Smith?
No.
Okay. No. All right.
I'm not a Will Smith guy.
Yeah.
Alan
Unless you're talking we're about pro, the DM pro Alan, Saints.
Pro Alan Tudyk. Yes. Tudyk and Moynihan. There we go.
Yeah, there you go. There's the combo.
Who has right. two dicks?
We got 5 minutes to Alan talk about does. The Let's we got 5 minutes to talk about the Ducks. Let's do all of our
My only
picks
take
right now.
About this game is I didn't really watch it and I recorded it. And then I saw the score was like 55-0 on an accident. And so I just watched the highlights and Bo Nix. Boy, those 5 touchdown passes and 400 yards. If you're playing a different team, there's like at least one pick six another interception.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, I think it was like 250 yards, not 400.
So it was.
I don't even know. That's the crazy thing.
I got you. 28 of 33. 277 yards and 5 touchdowns. So one of those touchdowns is an interception. We know the one that bounced off the defender and was caught by Ferguson, which turned into a touchdown.
Ferguson,
by the way, Ferguson is a beast. Can we please get that man the football more? I don't care how it has to happen. Give him the fucking ball.
Hey, dude, he has Sunday football
really
written
does.
All over him.
Really does. Really does. If he can, I was thinking that too, because I was like, you know, he kind of looked like Kelsey the way he was like out there sort of beasting people. But what Kelsey does is he's way more aware of where he is on the field and he kind of runs his own routes and, you know, is quicker generally. Well, I'm not jumping there.
One has Bo Nix as his quarterback. The other one has generational talent at quarterback.
That's fair. And a way better play caller. I think we can say
that. And one of the offensive geniuses of our time as well.
So I do feel like we should give Nick some credit in that he did exactly what he has done at Auburn, is he is really bad against really good teams and really good against really bad teams. So there you go. He did it.
He does
very ominous.
Yeah, he does show that. I don't know if it's always against bad teams, but 3 or 4 times a year, he has those games like, all right, yeah, this is why you were a starting freshman SEC quarterback.
Like a 5-star. Yeah,
exactly. It makes sense sometimes, but then it's just like, woof, some of the throws other times. But for the game itself, I was wondering, when was the last time a Duck receiver had 10 catches in a game?
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Really glad they got the ball to Franklin, period. Because Franklin didn't do anything against Georgia, like basically wasn't even targeted against Georgia. And you're like, Jesus, man, yet another 5-star dude who goes to Oregon to play wide receiver and just can't get open, can't, you know, make plays, just doesn't do anything. And I know it's Eastern Washington, but they clearly made an effort to get him the ball. And that is good.
Gotta keep him out of the portal.
That is good for that reason exactly.
We don't need that guy playing for Lincoln Riley next year.
No.
You get the dude 10 catches, you get him a couple of touchdowns, and you keep him happy. And, you know, by the way, you build confidence. If we're talking about the rest of the season, you have to get him the ball, man. If you expect him to do anything against the really good teams, you have to get him the ball and get him in the mix. And they did. So that's good.
I will say, the one kind of knock I would give the offense again is I don't know if they completed a pass 20 yards downfield. I don't, they didn't need to, but they did not, you know, attack vertically really at all.
They did run, yeah, a lot of like timing route, like intermediate timing
intermediate routes.
Outs and slants, yeah.
Which again, we don't know. It's two games into the regime. We don't know what that means.
Yeah, which is kind of what they were trying to do against Georgia as well. Work the flats and work those intermediate routes. But I still remember Dillingham saying that his goal was to attack. And that usually means attacking downfield sometimes.
Though they did have like 40 first downs. So, I mean.
Yeah,
like
they said a school record for first downs.
Yeah, they didn't need to attack downfield much. Combo that with Ducks must have averaged 7 yards a carry on top of it.
I still don't get the running back rotation. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No real rhyme or reason to it. Yeah.
Like Hardwell runs way too high pad level, but he's the best running back on the roster, right?
Yeah, and I think that Whittington started this time.
He sure did.
Started game one. Whittington started game two. Hardwell going to start on Saturday?
I like Irving. I like things Irving does, but Cardwell's a better running back. Like he just is. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why they're doing it. I do want Irving to get the ball. I do like Irving. But again, Whittington is fine, but
he doesn't do it.
Whatever. Yeah.
No, I think Whittington was getting needs to go like 80% to Cardwell, the other 20 more to Irving.
He's a smaller Irving. Like some winning.
They're all small. There's no bigger. They're small, tiny, and like a speck. That's the running backs.
Speck.
Yeah, he's a
damn,
speck.
Damn, that was dismissive as fuck.
And dollars.
Specks.
And dollars is basically Remini Alston. Like, I know I tweeted that. He wears the number 5. He's like 5'6", 180 pounds. Not really fast. Remini Alston. That's Sean Dollars. So enjoy that, Oregon fan. I liked Remini Alston, so it's not really a negative. I'm just saying he's not Cardwell. He's not LaMichael Jones.
No. You liked your Remini getting, you know, 3 touches a game. Yeah. That's
I like my Remini got 9 carries for 58 yards in the game. So that's a little much on the carry side. He had more than Cardwell. So Cardwell, by the way, 7 carries, 48 yards and a touchdown, also 2 catches, 26 yards and a touchdown. I like, again, like Franklin, I like him getting 2 touchdowns because that makes a really good running back like him more likely to stay and not leave, which is a fear because he's a really good recruit and a really good player. And if he doesn't play, then he's going to go somewhere where he will play.
Especially, you know, new coach, you don't know how they're going to use you. If you don't feel happy about your usage, that's a good time to leave.
Exactly. And Irving's a sophomore, right? Freshman at Minnesota last year. Yeah, so I'm saying, like,
yeah.
If we're talking about this coaching staff being dedicated to Irving and wanting to give him, you know, all the carries for the next 3 years.
See, why would he say? I like Irving.
I do too.
I don't know if I like him as a 3 year back.
I like the pairing. I like Irving and Cardwell together. They're perfect. You need 2 running backs anyways. That's great, but I don't need any of the other guys. I really don't. I'm sorry to them. I think they're fine. They're fine people and they're fine running back. Sure. But I think eventually Oregon should sort of realize and, you know, settle's the wrong word, but settle on 2 backs. That's what I feel.
I also think, you know, just how, you know, Lanning coming from the SEC, I think he knows he wants to go out and get a good big running back too.
Yeah,
well, I don't know what
kind of that
kind of he's is, not, but yeah. He wants, you know, an SEC.
You know who that is? That's Kilo Hassenritter.
Hassenritter.
Hassenritter
got a couple carries, didn't he?
Fucking baller! That touchdown run's the best run of the game. Holy shit! Did like a spin move in the backfield, the jump cut, dives into the end zone.
Is he a freshman? Never heard the name before in my life.
No, I think he played in the spring game. And that was the first time anybody had heard of him, I think. I don't even know. Like, he's probably a walk-on, right? I would assume so.
It's either – yeah, because you think if you had heard an incoming – you know, a good incoming freshman running back.
Yeah, exactly.
At that size.
So a couple other takeaways. McCormick got a touchdown, which is really cool.
Good for him.
First touchdown since 2017, which is insane. 2017.
Still playing?
Five years ago. That's insane. And so we're talking about like season after season with injuries for that guy. And really cool that they like Lanning said it was a legit thought that they had. They were like, Dillingham was like, I think we're in a position where we can get him a touchdown. So let's try to get him a touchdown. And they did. And it worked out. So that was cool.
Yeah.
Super happy for him. And he was
very,
wearing
very happy for
and
him.
He was wearing Spencer Webb's number, which was also cool. So
and his mom was all jacked up in the stands. And,
yeah, dude. Like his mom is a very vocal duck person on Twitter. Cool. And so nice for both of them. Feel good stuff.
Yep.
Also, defense got a couple sacks.
Couple picks.
So
can't tell again, if they're actually good
again, it's Eastern Washington, so who knows what that actually means. You're supposed
to
do
pick
that.
Your sack?
What's that?
Do you ever pick your sack?
Doing it right now, bud.
Hubba.
Camera ends right here for a reason.
That sweltering heat went away, so you're not picking sacks too much anymore.
That's a good point.
No, but I don't know.
It's the humidity that'll get you.
That's usually what gets you. But yeah, I don't know if this defense is good still. This wasn't the game to show. Saturday's game will show because BYU's got some pretty good receivers. I don't know. They're questionable right now. I think both of them. But if they both play, we will see how this defense actually is.
God, watching some of the end of the BYU game from last week, it was at BYU, obviously. And I'm watching it like, oh, remember when Oregon's fan base was like that? Like, remember when they'd be sellouts? We can get to that. Remember when
white and racist? Well, it is pretty white, but I think less racist.
White, racist, homophobic. Yeah. Yeah, but
way less homophobic.
Yeah, but also, you know, used to sell out every game. They all used to wear the same color. They all used to be really loud, and there was legitimate home field advantage every game. And God, those were the days, man.
No, I will say that for the gripes, Oregon has still won like 29 straight non-conference home games.
Right, yeah. Right.
And they haven't lost a home game since 2018. So.
Autzen's still a tough barn to come in and get an away dub.
A barn.
It's a barn. Can you be a barn if you don't have a roof?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
All hockey terms apply to all of their sports. So what sweaters are the Ducks wearing Saturday?
Sweaters.
Well, they're essentially wearing like hoodies this week. I don't know if you've seen like the jerseys this week, but they're atrocious. They're all.
The nightmare green. Come on. Like, it's just such an inferior green that they wear. Why do they do it?
You like candy apple green?
Yeah,
literally any other green.
Just wear black. Like, just stop.
Thank you.
What are we doing?
Just wear black. If you're gonna wear nightmare green, just wear black.
Just wear black.
You look good in black. We've seen it. Looks great.
Yeah, one and oh in the Bumblebees. Let's keep them going.
It's like the 94-95 49ers season or whatever. They wore throwbacks. They were having a crappy season. They wore throwbacks and got a win, and they wore those throwbacks the rest of the season. And they basically didn't lose. And then they went on to win the Super Bowl. And it was like, okay, you ride it. You ride the lucky jersey, right? You go out.
Or
you
those
go out,
just ride. A classic, like,
go out and see, yeah, Ducks Nation.
Let's ride.
You go out and put up 70 on a team and you get 40 first downs. Where are the Bumblebees? Ride them out.
Yep.
That's right.
Plus, they have enough they could just, you know, stack the black and yellow differently and have it be different.
Yeah, just mix it up. The thousands of jersey combinations. I assume that applies to black and yellow.
Well, they need, they need people to go buy green shit now, so they got to make some money. So
puke green Ducks gear, like that's what they're expecting people to buy. It's not gonna happen.
Apparently so.
Not gonna work here anymore. All right, so we got to get to lines. Before we get to lines, anything else to talk about with this Ducks game? No.
Good win. They needed to win by a lot, and they did.
It's exactly what they needed to do, and they did it, which is nice. How about pumpkin spice latte takes? No? Nobody?
Trash. How about
the queen dying? And he takes on the queen dying. No? I'm just going to I'm going to run through storylines.
Wow, Beyonce died? I didn't know.
Hey-o. How about Scott Frost getting fired?
That guy's a fucking loser.
I thought you might like that one. Saving that one for last. Oh, that was a long time coming. That absolutely
I think Oregon
had to
fans
happen
were
too.
Just as happy about that firing as Nebraska fans.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, why does Oregon fan hate Scott Frost so much?
Because he ran a lot of fades.
Yeah.
And he was like, you just can't recruit Eugene. And then Mario Cristobal comes in and he's like, number 8 class, number 6 class, number 9 class. Yeah.
Well, that was like an idea perpetuated by like Chip, right? Originally. That's why he got Willie Lyles. Is because he had to stretch the rules or whatever.
See, I thought it was more on, you know, you're on the 4-yard line, you're running a back end zone fade every time. That was my take. My hatred toward Frost was more that.
He was around for the collapse of the Oregon dynasty. Like, so. Well, no, he wasn't, was he? Because who was the offensive coordinator that year they got 4 wins?
Oh,
wasn't it Dave Yost or something? Or Lubick?
He was Matt Lubick.
Lubick. That's right. Lubick and Brady Hoke. Oof, that's a good way to lose your job, Helfrich.
Fucking Hoke and Poke, baby. Do it. Man. Bring it back.
Man. Okay. So let's get to our lines.
Should we do lines or fantasy football talk?
Ooh.
Do you really? So listener, we didn't really talk about it yet, but we had a listener very kindly start up a fantasy football league. We got some of you guys involved, and obviously that started. And so, Steve, you had some thoughts on it.
Oh, well, week one. Yeah. Perfect.
Hey, I just know that I beat the shit out of league creator.
We gotta cut that out. NFL's gonna sue us, man. NFL Films will sue.
Oh, this is from the 60s. They don't care anymore.
Oh, they care. Oh, they care.
Yeah, all I know is I routed the shit out of Bo Nose week one. Old Justin Herbert out here just stacking my lineup.
Old Herbs. Boy, I knew very early on that I was gonna win because my quarterback is Josh Allen. And Josh Allen was very good.
I believe we are the top 3 teams right now. All 1-0 with the 3 highest totals for week 1.
That makes sense.
Standard, you know.
Should we tell everybody our team names?
Sure.
I'm this team rules.
Yeah, that's yours.
Because we do.
What's yours, Ski?
Eat shit up, Chuck.
Yeah. I'm the dominating Dudikov.
Dominating Dudikov. And I am Garopalypse now.
Garopalypse?
Yeah, Garopalypse now. Yeah.
I was thinking of different lips. Okay. I get it. Apocalypse. Yeah. I was thinking like gripping lips. This will be a segment. This will be a segment going forward. I've just been busy this week.
Okay.
Save the Garopalypse for our list because I think that might be popular.
All right. So, no spoilers on the list. All right.
No.
Let's start lines. Speaking of songs, let's start our line song camp.
Lines everywhere. Lines. Ski's naked, snorting lines. He's doing lines and he's telling us cards from our lines. Inside my underwear. Lines.
Yep. So, 2 weeks in and it's already a fucking rout over here.
Yeah, man. This is trouble.
I am 20-4 through 2 weeks. Braga is 14-10, and King is a cool even 500, 12-12.
Yeah, see, I'm doing the thing where I'm like, boy, this segment is boring, so I don't do things like, is Tanner McKee a Heisman Trophy candidate?
You're very loud again. I don't know why. I don't know what happened.
It was the music. Very loud again. Music got it.
The music did it. It's been a while since the music messed it
up. I know.
Been a while. All right.
Been a while.
Been a while.
All right. Since King blew our eardrums. All right, so first game, Alabama traveling to USC. UCLA. UCLA 15.5 point favorite.
Your Bruins. You should do the honors.
Oh, UCLA.
Who's UCLA playing?
South Alabama.
They just played Alabama State.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Running through the Alabama schools.
Just not the one.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
I'm taking UCLA as well.
How many points?
15.5.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah. UCLA, why is it 15.5?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I think South Alabama 2-0. But, yeah, shouldn't be. Yeah, 2-0.
Yeah, is South Alabama the Jaguars?
They're definitely a cat of some kind. Yeah, they're the Jaguars.
So those are not the Cougars.
Hey-o.
Spoiler.
Let's see. Spoiler. Yeah, they beat. Hey, they just came off
foreshadowing.
A gritty 2-touchdown win at Central Michigan.
So. Before we go on, God, my God, I'm sorry. We got to talk about
Central Michigan. We got it. Yeah.
You guys are familiar with when NFL, college, whatever, you get season tickets and the school or the franchise will like send you, kind of a care package, right?
Sure.
Did you guys see what the Central Michigan University fans got for buying season tickets this year?
No, very curious.
So amongst their grab bag, they got stickers, right?
I'm not just curious. I'm bi-curious.
They got a C, an M, and a U that you were supposed to put on your keyboard, on your laptop or your computer.
I just wonder what order down, they put that
look,
in.
Look yeah, down on your happened? Computer and just see how the direction goes if you put a yellow C, a yellow U, and a yellow M on your...
Wonder how that worked out.
Huh. Splash.
Splash. Skeet, skeet.
Brilliant.
That's his good
marketing. Love the Chippewas even more now.
Gotta go viral this year, boys. Ooh. We gotta go viral.
It worked.
Send them a bunch of cum stickers. It's genius.
Next game, real interesting one. Cal at Notre Dame. 0-2 Notre Dame, who just lost to Marshall. 11.5 point favorites.
Oh, fuck. Give me Notre Dame.
It's still Notre Dame. Yeah.
It's Cal.
Also, they got to be pissed off at this point.
No, they're bad.
Like,
they're a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
I am going to take Cal just because I think I don't know if Notre Dame is going to score.
I love that for you that you're taking Cal. But yeah. Cal is
Wilcox, baby.
Cal is not better than Notre Dame.
Oh, they're not.
Even though Notre Dame is terrible.
Didn't Cal just escape a home game against Marcus Arroyo and UNLV?
Yes, they did.
20-14, they did.
Okay, all right.
And they beat that directional California school, not sure which one, 30 by like 3 touchdowns only. So
it had to have been Davis. It had to have been Davis.
Maybe I believe it was.
UC Pomona. Meet me in Temecula.
They beat the Inland Empire.
Next one, another interesting non-con game here. We got Colorado going to Minnesota. Minnesota, 27.5 point favorite.
Holy fuck.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Didn't even think about it. Colorado's terrible.
I think I'm going Gophers.
I am definitely taking the Gophers. So, fun fact here, I believe Colorado has been giving up 360 yards rushing a game And I think Minnesota has been averaging about 300 a game, so Minnesota might run for 500.
Love to see it.
Saturday.
God.
Are we ready to kick Colorado?
Before we go off
in?
From the Buffalo talk, remember during the COVID season when Colorado was like 2-0 because every game got canceled? And people were like, why aren't they playing USC in the Pac-12 championship game?
Buying
this
the Buffs?
This is absurd. And they've won like one game since then.
Like literally. Like since like 2 years ago.
Yes. Yeah,
like one game.
Why aren't the 2-0 Buffs in the Pac-12 championship?
Not only are they losing, they're getting routed every game too. It's not even close.
It's
run
not
through
close.
Like Riley Reid.
Yep.
You got to explain.
Who's that?
Yeah, you got to explain that who's reference that? To some BYU fans on Twitter real quick.
Who's Riley Reid?
They told me I was going to hell.
We're probably not going to have time to talk about that, and that's a damn shame. Maybe we'll talk about it next week, like the BYU Twitter, and you know, I remember my first beer, like with fucking Twitter trolls with football. It's like Jesus Christ, you guys, like it's maybe not Jesus Christ. Well, yeah, of Latter-day Saints. Okay,
of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah, it fits. Okay, but guys, like, is this really the first time you've been made fun of or like given shit for the? Like the racism and the sexism and the homophobic stuff that's in your religion? Is this really the first time you've been told any of this by other football fans? I don't believe
BYU Twitter this week being like, it's such an uncomfortable change to be yelled at by Oregon Twitter when we were so friendly with Baylor Twitter last week.
Guys.
Yeah, do you know it, Baylor?
Guys,
Baylor.
Guys.
By the way, hey Ken Starr, I'm glad you died.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I hope it was painful.
Yeah, burn in the deepest recesses of hell.
The most insane thing is, was it 2 weeks ago, give or take, the volleyball girl getting racial slurs thrown at her in BYU.
But what I love about that is BYU cleared. BYU from doing that racial stuff.
They investigated it
by,
so that they
by using
wrong.
Sound from BYU TV. Okay.
They cleared sure. them.
Yeah, I believe you.
I believe they banned the fan and then rescinded the ban and apologized.
Yes.
To this guy.
For using a racial slur.
And like, Be aware walking back to the bus.
Yeah, threatening her walking back to the bus because she's black.
Yes.
No, he was saying be aware. No, back to the bus.
It's
because it's just a little dark and you got to cross the street. It wasn't racist.
Yeah. Make sure you wear shoes with grip so you don't slip on the ground. Yeah. That's all.
Did you guys, before we move on, did you guys see a clip of the BYU Duke volleyball game? So BYU has like a 1,000 capacity seat volleyball arena. It's pretty intense,
right?
Like, it is built for volleyball and everyone is on like 1.5 sides of this little tiny gym, and I was like, I feel like the racism would be really scary there.
Did they do they funnel money from low income families as well to build this volleyball arena?
Brett Favre.
We didn't talk about Favre, but yeah.
Compiler. What a bad quarterback he was. But Lions. All right, I'm sorry.
Yes, Lions. All right. Next game. You know what?
I am making a pledge. I promise, listener, that we will talk more about BYU Twitter next week. I promise that will happen. Because there's a lot. There's a lot.
There is a lot.
So, okay, well, back into lines.
All right.
Their version of a Slurpee is different than ours, and they don't even like the 7-Eleven one.
I love... Okay. The dude did a Twitter poll about like how many people in his religion watch porn, and what then he did another one, what do you consider porn, and he just did like 8 different polls based on it. It was so good. All right. Sorry. Sorry.
All right. All right.
It's all next I game we talk got about. We don't have time.
No, I know.
He's doing lines.
Hey, we still got lines. We still got BYU trivia. You could
we sure some time do. Into. So. We sure do. All right. I got a couple.
So run through lines real quick. All right. So Colorado State at Wazoo. Wazoo 17.5 point favorite.
Cougs.
Yeah. Also the Cougs. I mean, they were not super impressive last week, but they won. And, you know, in that place, and that's all that really matters. So good for them. I think Colorado State's bad. So, yes, Cougs.
I'm going to go Colorado State.
And this is why Ski is winning by as much as he is.
Yeah, he's always picking last. He keeps, sandbagger.
He keeps getting these right. Too.
This is, and what's the one? You got the hook. It's 17.5. They lose by 17. Call it good. All right. We got the big game on the schedule here. Sparty going to UW. UW 3.5 point favorite.
Big favorites, right? Interesting.
By the way, Michigan State ranked 11.
Yeah.
Take that with what you will.
I got UW. I got UW. I think they've been playing well so far, doing what they're supposed to do against bad teams. That's not something they've done the last few years. So
see, I'm taking.
Why buy Michigan State? I don't know. Well, I mean, you're about.
I'm taking Sparty. Penix. I don't think Penix is a good quarterback. They played schlubs. The first two games they played scrubs.
That fucking name.
I don't think they're that good.
His fucking name is Penix. Really?
I remember him from last year. He was the worst quarterback in college football.
We're just supposed to leave that there. Like your name is Penix. We're just not supposed to say penis? Okay. All right. I guess I'm fucking 40 now. I guess I'm just not going to say, call him penis. Whatever.
Where you at, King?
I'm going UW. I hate it, but I think they're going to win.
Yeah.
I'm covered.
Oh, by the way, my star pick is Minnesota.
Because I hate Sparty.
I hate Sparty too, but.
Your star pick is Minnesota?
Yeah, they're going to win by 60. Okay. So that's my star pick.
My star pick is UCLA.
So is mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, South Alabama 2 scores. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's actually another real interesting one here. We'll get to it. All right, next game, we got Montana State playing the Beavs. I believe in Portland.
It is. Yep.
I think they're playing at
Old Providence Timber Park. Park. Yep.
Yeah, Old Timber Park there. Beavs are 13.5.
Thorns Park, thank you.
Absolute scene.
Absolute scenes same. At Thorns Park. Oregon right. State.
Beavs, 13.5 point favorites.
Beavs? These FCS lines are bizarre.
Yeah, right? Yeah, Beavs as well. That was a great win, by the way, last week. I know it's Fresno, but that was a fun-ass game to watch. You got, like, King Hainer taking Fresno back.
And Jeff Tedford.
Yeah, Jeff Tedford. OSU driving late. They get the touchdown right at the end on the final play. Just fucking balls.
Very suspect PI call mixed in right before that as well.
Yep.
All right. I'm taking the Beavs as well. And I suggest people take the under because I believe Montana just tries to run the ball every play. And they're just going to milk this clock. So, all right. Next game, another good one. San Diego State at Utah. Utah, 21.5 points.
Utah.
Yes, Utah.
Utah. I am Utah as well. They believe San Diego State lost by more than 2 touchdowns to Arizona. So,
yeah, Mike
and Arizona fucking stinks.
Yeah, my cats.
Your cats.
Yeah. We'll get to your cats here in 2 picks. All right, next pick. I think the biggest game, well, UW Michigan State, but the second biggest game, Fresno going to USC. Trojans, 12.5 point favorite.
USC.
I'm taking those pesky Fresno State.
Hell yeah.
I like it.
Fight for the Valley, bud.
Yeah, I like that pick for you, Ski, because it's dumb.
They still got Hayner, and we're going to see what USC actually does against a competent quarterback.
King Hayner going against an elite team, like, I like that sort of magic.
Fresno might hang a 50 spot on him, but SC could score 60.
USC, man, like we've all kind of said they're going to start 6-0, right? Yeah. Their turnover luck is insane. You know, 3 pick 6s against Rice. Who cares? 3 in a game is absurd. And then last week in Stanford, they gave up like 320 yards of offense in the first half. The first half! And Stanford turned it over on the 2-yard line twice.
Yeah. Crazy. Their defense is still that SC defense. Yeah, it's not bad. Good it's, still.
The offense so. Is chugging.
Yeah, they really are.
Is this SC team, does it feel like that one of those early chip teams where 1 week they're just not going to score and they're going to lose? That's the late game they're going to lose because they're not going to score 40 plus?
No, I think they're they'll lose like 37-39 type.
Like
team.
A shootout.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you think it was a shootout, not a shootout loss?
Yeah.
Maybe this week?
Okay.
This
is the shootout.
It feels like it, right? It could very well could be that, yeah. That's what Fresno does, dude.
All right, next game, we got Braga's Arizona. They're at home against North Dakota State. North Dakota State favored by 0.5 points.
Give me the Cats.
I love that so much. Yeah, Give me Arizona. Boy, that quarterback played so bad last week.
Jane Delora, boy, yeah. That guy is feast or famine.
Wow, he was bad.
Was it Wazoo as well?
Yep. Give me the fucking Jackrabbits here.
Oh,
I'm going there and just.
Is it North Dakota State the Bison?
Are they the Bison?
South Dakota State is the Jackrabbits.
South Dakota is the Jackrabbits.
Yeah.
All right, good. Bison, they're just going to run them over even more.
The Fighting Trey Lances.
You got the wrong directional. The
Fighting Dakota. Carson Wentz's.
Yeah.
God, just stacked.
End of list.
Currently 2-0 Jackrabbits. Oh, they're scoring a lot of points. Yeah, this is a lock.
Are you giving Jackrabbits numbers instead of Bison numbers right
no,
now?
No, it's actually it is
Long
North Dakota State.
Poly like, high school stats? Is that what you're doing?
It's definitely the Bison. Yeah. No, I was looking at their stats. All right, next
Sammy
up
Parker
East...
had 4 catches.
Yeah. You got some De La Salle Michigan... numbers for us? D boys.
The D-Boys. All right. Eastern Michigan at Arizona State. Arizona State 20.5 points.
Oh, Eastern Michigan. Like the most depressing school in college football. One of the most depressing. The MAC has depressing schools. We've talked about it. Eastern Michigan might be the most. Give me the Devils.
Same.
Oh, you are taking ASU. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. Back the directional Michigan schools at all. So
are they the Eagles? Eastern Michigan? I think they're a bird of some sort.
Yeah, probably.
They just wear that. They just have that big stupid E on their helmets. That's all.
Yes. Directional Michigan schools. My God.
Let's say they're the Pelicans. That's what I want to go with. If we're going to pick a bird for them, let's say the Pelicans. Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's too many pelicans up in Lake Michigan.
I'm going with pelican. The flamingos.
The osprey.
If we don't know the bird, let's just assign the bird.
They're the herons for sure. They're the herons.
Yes.
All right.
The fighting Iagos.
All right. Next game is my add-in game. And I went Miami going to Texas A&M.
They are the Eagles, by the way.
They are the Eagles. That's boring.
Yeah.
Texas A&M, 5.5 point favorites.
I'm going to go A&M.
A&M and who? Miami?
Yep.
Yes, brother.
Yeah, bounce back for them. I got A&M.
Yeah, it's a double. Miami won last week, but they did not look good.
Yeah. That first half was gross.
This has got Mario Slogfest written all over it.
Mario and Jimbo, man, those guys are so stuck in 2004.
Get the best recruits on the face of the earth and then run the ball up the middle 80 times.
Yeah, was it? Who did A&M, they lost to?
App State?
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
They lost to some Moz sticks.
Yeah. Good thing they paid out like $40 million to recruit this year.
Yeah, imagine losing to spinach dip.
Who did App State almost beat in week one?
North Carolina.
That was it.
I think, yeah.
Was it?
It was like 70 to 72.
Yeah, they almost beat two D1 schools back to back.
Well, I think that A&M lost game day. I'm pretty sure game day is at the App State, like Troy, this week.
Is it really?
Instead of Miami going. Yeah.
Troy. Oh my God. Another depressing team. Troy, Alabama. My God. Can you imagine being a high school kid in Alabama? You're like, oh, I got a full ride scholarship to Troy, which is great. That is great.
Not paying for college. Good.
And then your other teammates are like, Auburn, Alabama.
South Alabama.
I'm going to be a Trojan.
South Alabama.
Yeah, couldn't even go to a directional
Alabama State.
Yeah.
Those
Hornets.
Alabama A&M.
Is Alcorn State in Alabama as well?
Yeah.
How many fucking college and football teams? How many college football teams do they need in one state?
I got so many.
Goddamn.
So many. All right. Last game, BYU Ducks. Ducks, 3.5-point favorite.
I'm actually going to go Ducks.
Ducks are 3.5-point favorites.
Yep.
It was BYU played Baylor. Tough game. Double overtime. I'm going to go Ducks.
I don't think the Ducks win, but I'm going to pick the Ducks anyways. If that makes sense to you. And I'm not going to tell you why I don't think the Ducks are going to win.
Because of Mallard Mondays on 93 the score.
They got the BYU has the moral high ground, so I'm going.
No. Yeah. We are sinners.
Yeah.
I had premarital sex. Whoop.
So much of it. Personally, because it's a sin and nobody wanted to have sex with me, but that's not the point.
Right. You just do some soaking in there. Make some soaking in.
Soaking. Oh my God, the soaking.
Soaking.
I want to try soaking. I got to be honest. I think it'd be fun.
Give it a try here.
How long ago was it that you learned what that phrase meant? Because for me, it was
been a while.
Recent. It was pretty recent for me.
It's been a while.
I knew the concept, but I didn't know that was a thing.
I think it was around when Jimmer Fredette was playing.
Yeah, that was Jimmer.
Okay.
I feel like the most like uncomfortable thing about soaking is like you just got to make eye contact.
Let's get into it.
That's got to be the most uncomfortable part.
Is there no doggy style soaking?
I think the whole.
No, I think that's a sin.
You do
that's
it.
A sin. All right.
So, is there a different word for when you have the friend come in and jump on the bed? Because that's
I don't know if there's. Yeah, it is a thing. I don't know if there's a word.
Teamwork makes the dream work, bud. Go Cougs.
Mormons are weird. They're so weird.
By the way, I'm taking Oregon as well. Okay. I think BYU's receivers. I think Ducks went even, sans the crazy BYU Mormon shit.
I love how people are like, oh, BYU's best receivers in playing. And it's Puka Nacua.
Yeah.
We've played Puka.
UW finest.
Yes.
Yeah.
He had like 70 yards total, I think.
He just scored a touchdown against the Ducks.
All right, let's get to trivia.
Hold on a sec. Before we get to trivia.
Okay, good. I got to pull this up anyways.
That's what she said. Speaking of that, I got some soaking info for you guys right now. So, soaking could also be known
this
as.
This will never get old.
It could also be known as floating or marinating.
Bloating.
Floating.
Oh, I thought you said bloating. I was like, bloating is the least sexual word ever.
But as King brought it up, there is something called jump humping, which is where the third party.
First of all, I brought that up.
You brought that up?
It's called jump humping?
Jump humping.
Yeah, it is.
That person actually has a term for them. They're either the bed jumper or the provo pusher. Which is way better.
Provo pusher.
Can you imagine going to college just to sous vide that dick?
Man. Man.
And there is nothing in here that you have to just be in standard missionary position. So, I don't know.
It's up for interpretation.
I don't know. It seems like there's some real fine lines of what's good and what's bad. So
it's the best topic we've ever talked about. All right, let's get to trivia.
Run through the list quick.
Do you want to do list first?
Yeah, we're on the topic of soaking.
Okay, no, you're right. You're absolutely right.
It works in here a little bit.
Let's transition to the list. King, was it your idea?
It was.
What's our list this week?
This week's list with BYU in town. Top three Cougars.
Top three Cougars.
There's a new sound effect.
I love it. Always evolving. That's what you can say about this podcast. Always evolving. What? All right. Who wants to start?
I guess I'll start.
Yep.
So we have established, I believe it was last week, that a cougar is a panther. You know, it all falls under the umbrella, a catamount. You know, it's everything.
A puma.
Okay.
So my number three is, we brought him up before, Taylor Coppenrath.
Already pushing that line of what's a cougar real far back. What's your three?
Taylor Coppenrath. He's a catamount.
Okay. All right. I didn't hear it, and now that I have heard it, it didn't really help.
It didn't help?
No. My number three is Kate Beckinsale. You know why? Because she has looked the exact same for 20 years. And if you ask any of us what she looks like in 20 years, she's going to look exactly the same. You want to know why? Kate Beckinsale's a succubus. I said it. It's in the universe. If I'm not here next week, you'll know what happened. It's because some, like, you know, the underground movies are like her life. You know, she's undead, man. I'm saying. She's gonna outlive all of us. So she's my number three.
King really loves his new sound effect here.
I was powering through it, man.
My number three cougar, Shasta the Cougar from the University of Houston, who took a beatdown in 2007 from the University of Oregon mascot.
Got teabagged by the Oregon mascot. Oregon mascot got suspended and then was in the booth with Joe Gensante the next week, if you'll remember.
Oh, yeah.
Suspended a mascot. America, what a country.
They had to suspend him. All right. Number two.
No, keep it up. It's great.
My number two, you know, we're flirting with this again, is the Pink Panther.
Whoa.
Easy. Can you do the song in the fart sound effect?
Yeah, please.
Are you talking about the insulation company?
No. Yes, I am. That's
yep. Mm-hmm. That's what he's talking about. My number two, Azusa Pacific. Yeah, no, that's it. Sound effect gave my explanation.
Yeah. We really went to the lowbrow humor here now. I like it. We were flirting with it for a long time.
Last half an hour is going to be nothing but soaking talk and farts and sound effects. Go Ducks. Go Ducks.
My number two, Stacy's mom.
You got it going on?
That's what I've heard.
Fountains of Wayne.
What, I believe Rachel Hunter, I believe, is Stacy's mom.
Yeah.
I am fucking dying over here, man.
All right.
You have the different parts. Parts are funny. Parts are always funny.
All right, my number one, I don't know who she is, but her name is Lisa Ann.
Who is that?
He knows who she is. King knows who she is.
Oh, man. Is that like one of the names of a mascot or something? Or I don't know. Who is that
she's
person?
She's a mascot for trolling young athletes. So,
Hershey looks like Sarah Palin.
I've heard that as well. Someone else might have realized that as well and used her for something.
Yeah. Used her for something. Oh, is she like a professional in something? Or...
I think something.
Something, okay.
Something.
All right. So that's your number one. My number one.
That's my one.
I'm going to have a hard time saying this name without laughing. Yeah, give me some fart sound effects, please.
Please.
Farts on cue. My number one is Snagglepuss.
Perfect. I had Pantera on there too, so that's a
heavens to Murgatroyds even.
Yeah.
Snagglepuss. Snaggle.
What? 50s guy was just like, that's a funny name. Snagglepuss.
Let's name a cartoon character Snagglepuss. All right, what's your one?
My number one, Cougar. Alex Brink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Is he in the same profession as that Lisa Ann you mentioned?
I think that was her name. I think that's her name.
Okay. We're going to need to do some research on this.
Yeah.
So if one of our listeners wants to do a little research and send some public tweets to all three of our handles with some...
Yes. You're a poopy head.
You're a poopy head. Yeah.
Not what I was looking for, but okay.
Yeah, it works. All right, let's end on trivia then, I guess.
How long have you been sitting on this?
I know.
I don't know.
This is the biggest thing to hit the podcast in years.
Maybe.
Borderline erotic. All right, BYU trivia. King leads 2-0 on the season trivia. So, Ski, you should go first.
Sure.
Yeah. I like that. When you give that answer, that leads me to believe it was the right thing to do. All right, number one. BYU has one Heisman Trophy winner. Who was it?
Ty Detmer.
Ty Detmer is the correct answer, Ski. Ski with a 1-0 lead.
Ooh.
Steve Young, by the way, finished second in 1983. He was the closest person other than Ty Detmer. I just mentioned a couple of QBs, King. Who is BYU's all-time leader in passing yards and touchdowns?
Max Hall.
Incorrect. Your options, Ski, Max Hall, Ty Detmer, or Zach Wilson?
This is like a trick thing, because I'm pretty sure it's Ty Detmer, again.
The answer is indeed Ty Detmer, again. Yeah, you gotta love those trick questions. Gotta stay on your toes. Right. All right, Ski, BYU has one national title to their name as well. 1984, Trevor Maddich was their starting center that year. Who did they beat in the Holiday Bowl to secure their undefeated record.
What year was this? 1980?
84.
84 in the Holiday Bowl. Well, pretty sure it wasn't Miami. How about early Oklahoma?
Incorrect. King, your options. Oklahoma was actually one of them. Michigan or Nebraska?
Michigan.
The answer is indeed Michigan. They won 24-17. Michigan was bad that year. Ended up 6-5. Listen to what Bo Schembechler said about BYU, and the sound effects will actually work for this. He's called them the worst holding team in the United States of America and said they should be outlawed from football, which is great.
I agree with Bo.
Washington was also pissed at BYU that year because they finished second in the nation with an 11-1 record, and they actually played good teams throughout the year, and so they were pretty salty as well.
That's all right. They'll claim like a half title for that.
Yeah, I'm okay with Washington not getting a national title. It's fine. All right, so King, you're up. Who is BYU's only number one NFL draft pick ever? He's in the NFL Hall of Fame. How's that?
That seems so unfair.
Gotta be some offensive lineman.
Via Sikahema.
How about if I give you a? Can I give a hint, Ski? Can I give him a hint?
Sure.
Okay. He did not start his career in the NFL.
Steve Young.
That's correct. Sorry, that was probably too easy. Why am I giving King help? He's leading 2-0 on the year. All right, Ski. BYU's mascot is a cougar. What's his mascot's name?
Cosmo.
Cosmo is indeed the answer. In looking up the name of this mascot, I found out that there is a handbook for how to be this mascot. I'm going to read you a couple of things that are in this handbook. Couple of rules. There's things like always be in character, obviously. Never interrupt the game you're at, obviously. Also rules like love everyone. Everyone?
BYU? Every white person.
Love everyone? Okay. There's another one. Specifically states they always have to act in a masculine manner. To the point where there have been females who have worn the costume and have had to, I'm going to quote it here, they had to practice how to swagger like a guy. That is in the official handbook that they have to do that. So I'm just saying that's
yeah.
a little problematic, BYU. All right, King, who is BYU's all-time leader in rushing yards?
God, I have no idea, man. I don't watch fucking BYU football.
I was surprised this was a BYU player. Your options, Ski. Luke Staley, Harvey Unga, Jamal Williams.
Ooh, well, I know two of those names. Coin flip it.
Wait, Jamal. You only know two of them?
I think it's Luke Staley.
I'm going to say Jamal.
The answer is Jamal. Jamal Williams, current Lions running back. 3,901 yards. Luke Staley holds their touchdowns record because he had like 30 touchdowns in a season or something.
He's got the best calves I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Staley for Tualatin.
Other than 3D, obviously.
Well, of course.
Yeah, I mean, goes without saying. Let's see. That was Ski who got it with the option. So Ski.
Yeah.
Who is BYU's all-time leader in wins as a head coach?
I assume he was there. He had to be there for like 30 years. Lavelle Edwards?
That's correct.
Was he there forever?
Yep. LaVell Edwards is the right answer. So you win. That's fine. That's fine for skiing. Don't call it a comeback. Except it's sort of a comeback. All right, bonus ones. BYU alumni. This game show contestant and then host is the all-time leader in consecutive wins on a game show. Won Jeopardy 74 times in a row. Later hosted the show.
Stupid nerdy guy.
Do you know his name?
No.
It's Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings.
Jennings. I'm not going to give away the debut movie for this person because it would give him away. But he is known for starring roles in Benchwarmers, School for Scoundrels, and Blades of Glory. Also has an identical twin brother, if that helps.
What's it? Hader?
Yep. Heater.
Heater.
Josh.
Heater.
John
Heater.
John Heater.
John Heater.
John Heater. Yeah. And why is BYU known to many as simply the Y?
Because why would you be a Mormon?
Yeah.